Well, not only have the Aces gone broke, but they also have a house guest in the person of Jason's 18-year-old niece, Betty, who arrived in town to take the job of Mr. Ace's secretary. But Mr. Ace himself is looking for a job now. This week, they must also give up the bungalow in which they live and hunt for an apartment. This episode is in several scenes, showing Jane looking for an apartment and Mr. Ace looking for a job. First, Jane and an apartment manager. Listen.
Are you the superintendent here?
Yes, madam.
Well, I'd like to see an apartment, please.
Very well. Just, what did you have on your mind?
Oh, plenty. But I'd like to see an apartment anyhow.
What?
An apartment, you know.
Yes, I know, but, I meant just what sort of an apartment did you have in mind? How many rooms and what size?
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know for sure. I haven't lived in an apartment for so long. We've been living in our own home.
Oh, well, don't you give up housekeeping?
Yes.
Well, did you want something already furnished?
No, we have our own furniture.
I see. Well, perhaps I showed you a floor at some of our vacancies.
That's right.
Here we are. Now, perhaps you look these over.
Oh, blue points. Let me see them. Oh, are these the different kind of apartments you have?
Well, we have a few vacancies. They range from the single-room efficiency apartment like this one, for instance.
What's that?
That's the single-room efficiency apartment.
Oh, I don't want a single room. I'm married.
Well, a married couple could easily live in the efficiency apartment. You see, everything here is compact, built into the wall.
Oh, you mean like if you press the bookcase, there's a sink and things like that?
Well, not precisely, Mrs. Bates, not precisely. You see, the single room is more
than... But I need much more room than that.
Oh, well, then, of course, you wouldn't be interested in this one.
No.
Well, then, about how many rooms did you have in mind?
Well, let me see. I've got my girlfriend living with us. She's my best friend. She's always lived with us. It just wouldn't be like home without her. Of course, she pays me for room and board.
I see, Jim. Is that all?
Is that all? I didn't tell you how much she paid me.
No. I mean, is that all the room you need?
Oh, well, just this week, my niece came to live with us, and she's going to stay with us. I need a room for her, too.
And you and Mr. Bates. Is that right?
Yes.
I see. Now, that's two extra bedrooms. Yes, you'll require our five-room special Ruxley Arms suite.
What's that?
It's the Ruxley Arms apartments are so well known for. Would you want the sunken living room?
What's that?
The living room that sinks.
That what?
Sinks.
Oh, well, I'd like to see it. I might be interested.
I'd be glad to show it to you. There's one on the fourth floor facing south you could have, or one on the fifth floor facing northeast.
All right.
Well, would you like to look at both of them, or do you prefer any certain exposure?
Well, no. We like a little privacy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I'll show you both. Excuse me. Miss Corbett. I'll have the girl to see for me. Miss Corbett. Isn't she back in once yet? She's been gone over an hour.
And who is she?
Oh, she's supposed to be the girl in the office here. But you never can find her when you... No, she's still out.
She is? Why, that's awful. Over an hour?
Yes, well, I'll get to see myself.
You ought to get a new secretary.
Well, she usually doesn't do this.
Well, but she oughtn't to do it at all. Now, if you want to get a new secretary, I know a girl that's marvelous.
Well, you've seen Miss Corbett's been here ever since the building was open.
Oh, not ever since, if you say she's been gone over an hour for lunch.
Oh, here she is right
here. And if you want to get another girl, I know a girl...
Oh, that's very, very kind, Mrs. H. I'll be glad to keep it in mind.
All right.
Now, if you'll kindly come with me, I'll show you the apartment.
Should I give you her name?
What's that?
The girl I was telling you about.
Oh, yes. When we get back, Mrs. H, thank you. Now, right through the lobby here, please.
Oh, I love this lobby.
Yes. Isn't it gorgeous?
I think it's clean.
I think it's gorgeous.
Well, I think... Well, yes.
Here we are. Right here, please.
Oh, in here?
Yes.
Oh, this room is awfully small. Is this the rest of the arm special?
Mrs. H, this is the elevator.
Oh.
I'll take you to the fourth floor first.
All right. Oh, you're the work the elevator yourself, don't you?
Yes, there you are.
So, you see, that's the reason I'm open for some sort of a job, Mr. Gifford, and I thought that you might have something that I could tackle.
Well, Mr. Ace, you've come to me at a very bad time. They're not putting anybody on this time. All the buildings we manage already have superintendents and house managers.
Oh, I see.
However, I'll be glad to take your name in case something does show up.
Well, that's the next best thing, I guess.
That's a bad time of the year, right now.
I found that out. I've been to half a dozen real estate places this morning already, and they all tell me the same story.
Yes, I'm afraid you're going to find that pretty general at this time. Why don't you try for something else? Does it have to be in the client?
Well, no, I guess not. But having been in the real estate business so long, and being that it's more or less in my line, I
thought... I see. Were you always in the real estate business?
No, I once sold furniture on the road.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty well filled up right now, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't tried that yet. I really didn't want to go on the road. You see, when I was on the road, I was single. I'm married now.
I see. Would you just write your name and phone number right there?
Oh, yes. I've had quite a little dealings with apartment buildings and office buildings, and I feel sure that I could do a good job for you managing some building you operate if something turns up.
Yes, I think you could, too. I'll keep you in mind.
Oh, by the way, we're moving this week, and I'll have to drop in and give you my new phone number later on.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your bother, Mr. Gifford.
Not at all. Glad to meet you. And I'll keep in mind if something shows up.
And this is what you call a five-room recreation suite?
Yes, this is one of them. Of course, it's in quite a mess right now. The people who had it just moved out, and we haven't had a chance to fix it up. If you can overlook the dirt.
Well, it's kind of hard to. What are those white squares on the wall?
Where, Mrs. A?
Oh, well, there's one there, and there's two on that wall.
Oh, those are where pictures hung.
Pictures?
Yes, as I say, the apartment is a further going over.
Well, this won't be, I'm afraid.
Of course, you are seeing it at a disadvantage, Mrs. A. I'm sure you saw it after it was repainted and decorated.
No, we couldn't take this one.
Well, is it too small?
Oh, no, it's nice and big. It's just that, well, I can't trust any money for things now, and I'd have to buy some new pictures to fit those squares on the wall.
New pictures?
Yes, especially a big one for that square there. And right now, we can't afford it very well.
But, Mrs. A.
Well, I might as well tell you this, Mr. Mrs. Jones. Well, I might as well tell you this. You see, the reason we're moving into an apartment is to cut down on expenses.
But, Mrs. A., if you could see this apartment as it really should be seen, I'm sure you would be satisfied with the rent we're asking.
No, I wouldn't take this one. I don't care what price you stimulate.
But may I show you the same apartment on the sixth floor?
What's that one like?
Well, at least it's in order.
Order of this one?
On the order.
This order?
Well, it's not in this order.
You just said it was in this order.
On this order.
On this order?
On this order, but not in this order.
Well, I don't know which order it is.
It's on this order.
Well, if it's on this order, I won't like it.
But you will, because it's not in this order.
Well, make up your mind what order it is, Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. H., you are trying my patience.
Well, if I am, I don't like them. Now, what order do you mean?
I say it's in order, but not...
Now, order, Mr. Jones. Don't get so excited.
Well, I can't help it. I could stamp my foot. You just come along with me and I'll show it to you.
Well, if you want me to, but if it's on this order...
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to get me to that again. You just come along with me and I'll show it.
If you have anything at all in the light of managing one of your apartment buildings, I'd be interested in taking the job.
Well, I don't think we have anything at this writing, Mr. Ace. In fact, we've been more or less repurchased.
Nothing at all?
I don't think so. Let's see. We have a girl lay this list for our buildings on my desk.
Well, I don't have to tell you that I feel I could do a good job for you, Mr. Frank.
Oh, I'm sure of that. That was a tough trip you had.
Yes, it was. But there's no use sitting around moaning about that now.
No, I guess not. Let's see here. Well, it seems pretty well filled up. I did hear something just the other day. What was it, Mel? It's either one of our buildings or somebody else's.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you could think of it, Mr.
Trying to. Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, what was it?
Yes, it's not ours, though. It's the Ruxley Arms. You know what that is?
Yes, I think so.
Jones, Truman, and Hecker have it. They're looking for a house manager. Jones, I think, is still sitting until they find one.
Oh, good. I'll go right over and see them.
Well, why don't you just go right over there to the apartment? I think you'll find Mr. Jones there.
Well, thanks for the tip. I will.
You're welcome.
I've got the car downstairs. I'll skip over right now. Good luck to you.
There's all the difference in the world between the two apartments, isn't there?
Yes, I see what you mean.
Now, of course you do. Those people who had the place downstairs left it looking like a pig pen. That was on account of the drawers they had, too. The superintendent he had here didn't enforce the rules.
What rules?
No dogs allowed.
No dogs?
No, absolutely no.
Why not?
You don't like them around, that's why not.
Don't like dogs? Well, I certainly don't see why.
Oh, Mrs. Bates, have you...
I can't understand a person that doesn't like dogs.
Well, I didn't know that you...
My mother always told me that persons that don't like dogs are usually mean. And if they don't like dogs around here, then they probably don't like seeing people happy, or they don't let them have other things they want.
Dogs are positively out. I'm sorry.
Well, I am, too.
It's a baby job of a lot of bother, Mrs. Aiden. Just wait and see.
Oh, this is no bother, Mrs. Jones.
Not to you, perhaps, Mrs. Ace. Just wait for the elevator.
Oh, yes.
Here we are.
What is the rent of that apartment in there?
What difference does it make now, Mrs. Ace?
Well, I just wondered.
Well, that apartment rents for $75 a month, unfurnished.
Unfurnished without a dog, you mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's not so very cheap.
It's a matter of opinion, Mrs. Ace. And besides, it's no use of talking about that now. Here we are.
Dog couldn't run his own way,
huh? Couldn't run it.
Well, thanks anyhow, Mr. Jones. I'm
Mr. Jones.
Well, dear.
Jane, what are you...
you don't like it here, dear.
But, Jane, just a minute. Mr. Jones...
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Bates. No dog.
Dog?
Absolutely not. I don't care what kind of a dog you've got or how will you think of him or her or it.
We have no dog.
You have no dog?
What is this?
Oh, I see a dog. I stood about as much as I can.
But, Mr. Jones, if
you won't like an apartment on our order, Mr. Bates.
On what order?
Oh, no, now. You two don't start that now. Come on, dear.
But I'm not...
I give up. I can't and I won't go through another session like this past hour. Mrs. Ace, I'm just dreaming. I never...
Oh, don't work yourself up to such a lavender, Mr. Jones.
Jane.
But come on, dear. We won't like it again.
Well, not only did Jane lose an apartment, but Mr. Ace lost a chance for a job. But they keep on trying, as does Betty, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.